Okay, here in lesson 9, we're asking the question on the New Testament only. Is it historically reliable? This is a common question we get from skeptics about not being able to trust the New Testament because it can't be a reliable source of history. Let's take a look at the charge from skeptics. Click on the screen, and here's their charge. How accurate and error-free is the New Testament? It's changed so much through time. Is there really any way to trust what it says? Well, remember, we talked about the bibliographic test. This test examines the textual transmission of the manuscripts through time. Since we don't have the original handwritten documents, how reliable are the copies that we have in terms of the number of manuscripts and the time interval between the original writing and the earliest existing copy? That's what we want to know. So let's go to slide 2. Look at this layout. This is taking some of the most famous literature of ancient history and comparing them by the bibliographic test. This test is applied in universities because these are the books that someone who wants to get a PhD in ancient history are going to have to study. They're going to have to study these ancient writers. Let's take a look at a few of them. Sophocles. Okay, he wrote around 496 to 406 BC, but the date of the earliest manuscript we have is 1000 AD. Now that means there's a span of 1400 years between the first time Sophocles wrote his earliest manuscript until the earliest manuscript that we have. There's a gap of 1400 years. Now, it's not bad. We have 193 copies. That's not terrible, but how can you trust anything that's 1400 years old? But that's just the beginning, because the majority of these have hardly any copies. Take a look at Plato and his tetralogies on the world history. Plato was around from 427 to 347 BC when he wrote. The earliest manuscript we have of tetralogies is 900 AD. That means there's 1200 years between the time he wrote and the earliest copy we have. And there's only 10 copies in existence. It gets worse. Caesar and the Gallic Wars. Caesar wrote around 100 to 444 BC. But the earliest copy we have of anything about the wars he fought in is 900 AD. That's a 1,000-year gap. And there's only 10 copies to compare to one another to see whether or not they match. It's almost embarrassing. You look at what you're taught in school. Would anyone really pay to get a PhD level degree if they knew that the material they were going to study and be tested on was this unreliable? Now, what's interesting is if you click on the screen, we look at the New Testament. The New Testament was written between 40 and 100 AD. The earliest manuscript copy we have is a John Rylands manuscript, just a small little portion of the Book of John, dates around 125 AD, puts it within 25 years of the New Testament writings. And we have over 24,000 handwritten copies that we can compare back and forth to look for errors and to understand what the original said. So even though we don't have the original manuscript, we can recreate it because of the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of copies we have to compare. When you compare against ancient literature, there is no close second. The Bible stands alone as the most historically reliable book we have based on the bibliographic test. There's a video here from Norm Geisler who talks about the authors of the Bible. You can watch that when you get a chance. So now let's go to slide 3. Here on slide 3 now, we ask a question. What do you think a PhD at a prestigious university will get you? Okay, so let's click on the screen. The cost to get your PhD in ancient history will range between $123,000 and $182,000. And the material you'll study to get your PhD averages over 1,100 years after the events occurred, with only an average of 40 manuscripts. Don't you wonder if universities really put this information in its doctorate description, whether or not anybody would seriously pay that kind of money to get something based on such flimsy evidence? Well, there's an attached video for you from Dan Wallace and Craig Blueberm, but they go answer the question, how does evidence for the Gospels compare? It's well worth watching. Trust the Bible. History and the test of reliability for bibliographic tests for manuscripts shows it's head and shoulders above any other book.